Days, even the stones will shout out. Even the stones will shout out. This week has been a week of devastating weather. Yes? We have heard of a horrible storm that came through Minnesota and Wisconsin this week. Thankfully, I was driving through the rain portion of it and not the blizzard portion of it. And now this morning we hear of the catastrophic storms raging across the south, heading east with more destruction on the way. Many people are grieving on this day. This has been a tough week. 3 deaths, 2 funerals, and 1 more to come, and many other challenges that have faced our families just in our church. If that was not enough, then as you heard Tuesday, my brother was hospitalized. As clergy, as part of the faithful community, we do not go through these difficulties without some of the grief and the pain and the challenges that people face raining on us. You know, a little bit of that baptismal water falls on us too. We're sometimes caught in the showers of grief. Sometimes like a gentle rain, we are cleansed. But other times, like a great torrential storm, it brings flooding and great damage to people and takes us a long time to recover. And someone in our life needs to declare a national emergency to help us clean up after that grief storm takes us over. In the scripture that we hear today, as Jesus enters into Jerusalem from the Mount of Olives, he comes down into the city and he sees the city, and what does he do? But he prays for the city and he weeps for the city. Jesus' triumphant entry is both a joyful time and a time of tears. We have both joy and sadness as we enter into Jerusalem with Jesus. You see, sometimes we weep because we have no more words. Sometimes we weep because we love. Sometimes we weep because we have regrets. Sometimes we weep because we wish we had done something more than what we have done. Palm Sunday is a complicated day. It is a complicated day in our faith because it's both a parade of joy, a political parade, a joyous coming of Jesus into the city, that many believed that through Jesus they would find relief and joy from the oppressive taxation that was upon them from both the Roman occupation and the religious orders of the day. They were choking under the weight of all of those insistent taxes that they had trouble making decisions about buying food or paying taxes. It was a time of festivals, right? And so they each had to make offerings in their own way, whether humble or big. They had to confront what the rules were of that particular temple structure. And they had faith in this prophet, this rabbi, this guy, this Jesus character, who seemed to act like he was going to save them. And in their minds, they thought he was going to take over. They didn't know what was coming, but Jesus knew. They shouted out their praises and hosannas, blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. But there's more to that story. Matthew's version doesn't include this line that even the stones will shout out. And that's why I've chosen Luke's version, is because as they're making this procession, the disciples and people are gathering there, and they're shouting out their hosannas and their praises, and the religious leaders say, shush them. Jesus, tell them to stop. And he says, even if I tried to silence them, right, the stones would shout out. Friends, we're living in a new prophetic age, a time of social movements and social change, and at no other time in recent history has our faith meant so much and played such an important role in shaping our world's response to the storms around us. It's become fashionable again to work for the common good. Some of you remember that phrase, right? It used to be part of what it meant for us to be Christians. But now it's become fashionable again to want the common good to be a part of who we are. We've moved from moral majorities to moral Mondays. We've moved from marches in the streets to making our voices heard on all sorts of issues regarding poverty and violence and religious freedom. Not because it's political, but because these are human issues of Christian concern. Welcoming the stranger is a human issue of common Christian concern. You see, we care about one another. We love one another, and we're called to stand up together with one another for those who are being excluded and marginalized. And we do this because that's what Jesus did. That's why he came into Jerusalem, is to help the people who were being crushed, right, by the oppressive forces. One of the things I also love about the Lucan scripture is that it includes creation. I don't know if you picked up on that. We can't have Palm Sunday without palms. These are leaves from a palm tree. We can't have Palm Sunday without the colt upon whom Jesus sits. We can't have Palm Sunday without the Mountain of Olives. This isn't just a name designation. This is a place where 100-year-old olive trees stand and produce and make crops and oil for a living. We can't have Palm Sunday without creation. And then if we didn't get the message strong enough, when the religious leaders say, shh, be quiet. We don't want to disturb anything here because it's dangerous. Jesus says if we were to silence everyone else, even the rocks would cry out. April 22nd is Earth Day, the day after Easter. April 22nd, as Earth Day, has been celebrated since 1970, and it's now celebrated in 193 countries, and it's coordinated by the Earth Day Network. How many of you have heard of Greta Thunberg? You've heard of her now. I'm going to tell you. She started this new movement among children and school-age students to strike for climate change, to be agents of change for the social good and care of the earth. In her mind, she said, if we are the instruments of climate change, then aren't we also the instruments of climate change for the better? Seems so simple when you say it that way, doesn't it? So she said, we need to do our part. She was 9 years old in the third grade when she said, they were always talking about how we should turn off the lights and save water and not throw out food. She told me, I asked why, she said, and they explained to me about climate change. And I thought, this is very strange. If humans could really change the climate, she says, everyone would be talking about it and people wouldn't be talking about anything else. This third grader said, but that wasn't happening. So she and her whole family said, we're going to do something. And she started an individual protest for 30 days. She sat in front of the Capitol to declare a strike to care for the earth. And the world caught that beautiful rainstorm for good. And then we had a climate strike in our schools for us to pay attention to what's going on in the earth. Some of us have heard about this idea of giving up plastic for Lent. Any of you have heard about giving up plastic for Lent? Well, now you have. Can you imagine what life would be like if each of us, in our own little way, took an action that was about caring for all of creation. What might that look like? We have to work on this together. It's funny, because before I came here, I worked in downtown Chicago, and I met this guy, Father Jamal Cotter, who works in Palestine and Israel. He works in Palestine and talks about Palestine and Israel. And Father Jamal Cotter is a Catholic priest. And when he came, he talked to us, and he told us about what it's like to work in Palestine because of the checkpoints. They used to have economies of flowers. They would sell flowers, but then the checkpoint, what do you call it when you have to wait? It's a quarantine. The quarantine time was too long and the flowers would die. And so then they like used to export dates, but then the quarantine time was too long that the dates would perish. And so finally all that the Palestinians could export were things that did not perish. Do you know what they ended up selling? Rocks. Because rocks never perish. Even the rocks will cry out, Jesus says. Friends, the rocks of our earth are crying out. The people of God are crying out. They're calling us to be stewards of this precious resource that God's given us. And as we enter the sacred week, the sacred holy week, as we walk with Jesus from the Mount of Olives down into the city, with the palm branches waving, we're called to journey with him both in the joy and the lament, both in Maundy Thursday and the arrest, both in Good Friday and the death, and Easter as we celebrate the resurrection, that death did not have the last word, right? Easter is the call to us to stand in life, not death. That we have more work to do in partnership with God and in partnership with Jesus. You see, Jesus cared a lot about Jerusalem and all of creation. He enjoyed the fruits of the labors of the people that brought forth the fruit of the earth. He was a part of the redeeming of the world at that time, and even now, he calls to us and says, take care of yourself, take care of your family, take care of your church, but let's also care for God's earth. It is my wish that you, good people, with me together, that we be deacons of hope and faith for one another, and that through very simple, small little acts of change, that we can be part of the redeeming of God's great earth that we are a part. Amen.
Amen.